This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. It's time now for Brady. Oh, before we get to that, people are rewriting us. We did Brady's terrible story. People are now rewriting Craig's terrible story and want it read as Morgan Freeman. So hold on just a second. Let me get back to that. I haven't read this, but I like the idea of it so much, I'm just going to fly. I trust this person, so.
Having just told the Brady S. type story and being admonished by America's sweetheart, Craig hangs up the phone, a single tear rolling down his cheek, and there's a knock at the door. Craig walks to the door, thinking, this is strange. I'm not expecting anyone. He opens it. Can I help you? His words trail off as he stares at the toothless hillbilly on the front porch with a bucket of yogurt and says, I do believe you know my friend Brady. Craig will never eat yogurt again. That's because Eddie Trunk canceled his show, allowing him to answer the door. Brady and Craig will live in infamy together as Igloo Mouth Brothers. The end. Much better.
Yeah, I think all stories where a hillbilly ends up violating you sexually in some way add to your poor story. So remember
Absolutely.
That. As a storyteller, remember, like midway through every story, you realize this is going nowhere. I'm losing the audience. Add in hillbilly rape. You'll get them right back.
Well, this is basically karma for him lying to you.
It is.
That's why his story sucked.
It was rough.
And he didn't even take any time with it, really, because he was using it.
I'm fine with being used. I've been used for several things.
That
doesn't
bother. Schedule.
Yeah, that doesn't bother.
He had to call some other
station. Yeah, that's why he got a phone so quick.
I'm fine with that. I think he was also quite embarrassed that he had been pretty much called out for his terrible story, and he wanted off the phone as fast as possible.
And you have to ask him, why did he feel a need to lie?
I did.
You had him over to your house.
I did.
Hung out with him, gone to basketball games.
I said, we're friends, Craig. Why bother with this when you said, I just want to promote my show tomorrow? Can
Maybe
I call and tell this crazy mixed up story? I'm like, I trust you. As if I will know, and here's what he's lost. My trust for that text again.
Yeah,
the next time he says, hey, can I come on the show? I got something I want to talk about. I'm like, Craig, I'm going to need you to send me some papers and write out what it is you want to talk about. Because last time, not so good.
The relationship is broken.
And that's when Craig decided to lie some more on a text and tell him that he was at the Minneapolis riots. John, being interested, let him on the air. Only to find out, Craig was in Minneapolis once, much like Brady, years before the riots ever took place. Brady even had that story topped, as Brady once shopped in the Target that no longer exists.
I've been to that Target.
So close to dying, Brady. So close. I'm here to fix all your crappy stories. If anybody wants to help, I'm right by your side.
I'm not allowed to do that impression anymore, by the way, on America's Got Talent.
Yep, that was it.
Because I don't have freckles. It's time now for Brady to entertain us all. Quickly, Brady, it's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. I hit that heavy bag for about an hour last night with all the things that they've taught me through their video stuff at ReactDefense.com. But they are open for business and ready to go, and I'm going back next week, and I just can't wait to get back in the swing of things and get normal again with my fitness stuff. I've been back and forth and up and down like most of us. Put on a couple pounds, dropped a couple pounds, dropped a couple more, put on four more. I was back and forth. Days off have been I feel like I'm made of Crisco. And then I get back to working out and I realize how much I want to do this. And that I can't wait for. Next week I'll be back in there and you guys can do it right now. KUPD listeners, they realize times are strange. The money thing is definitely on everybody's mind, and they're making it easy for you. Just for you guys, 2 months of training, unlimited training, $169 for those 2 months. That's incredible. What a deal. And you guys can get involved in what is, bar none, the best training in town, ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
The screenwriter of John Wick says the movie was originally called Scorn, but Keanu couldn't remember the title. He kept calling it John Wick.
It's too many words.
In this great new movie, John Wick, I am John Wick.
That's right. And the name of the movie?
Scourge?
No.
Schenectady?
Why do you remember that?
John Wick.
Change the name of the movie.
So they kept it John Wick. They went John Wick Chapter 2. and John Wick Chapter 3 was Parabellum.
Oh.
Maybe John Wick Chapter 4 will be Scorn.
Scorn. I remember that. John Wick is Scorn. I play the character of Scorn in the movie John Wick.
No, no, no.
We had a celebrity death. Anthony James died this week, a battle of cancer.
Who?
77.
Wait, I see credits.
Anthony James.
I see credits. Hold on.
TV shows.
It's recent credits, too. I've just watched this.
You don't know this guy.
High Plains Drifter? Yep.
Shut up.
I don't know who he is in High Plains Drifter, but that's the credit I see.
You would if you saw a picture of him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that guy.
Wait a minute.
I see in credits. I've been seeing that for years.
Unforgiven.
Look, I knew
who you have a photographic memory then?
I've been told by somebody it's almost like photographic, but I have a photographic memory and visual
of credits.
Things that I pay attention
to. That's all you can
do. Well,
photograph.
No, here's the thing about photographic memories. It's what you focus on.
Okay.
So you can do that. Oh, yeah. He was the, not the creepy preacher, but he was
tall.
Yeah,
thin.
Big, tall. He's been in a lot of Eastwood movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see credits. When Brady brought up that guy who wrote the songs for Family Ties, or not Family Ties, for Family Matters.
Yeah.
It's Jeff Franklin. And my brain does the font and the name.
Nailed it.
What a useless gift. Completely useless. I have photographic memories for things I'm attached to for some reason. And TV through the 80s and 90s I was attached to, and I paid like an amazing amount of attention, whether I watched it or not. I don't know
why. So you can't use it to like cheat at gambling and make a gazillion dollars or anything fun like that?
Uh-uh. It's just
not
like
for
a gift
stupid
like that.
Title.
It's not predicting futures. But I could make money on Jeopardy if the topics were just so. You get into that Shakespeare stuff and I'm a mess. I'm really good at Jeopardy because that's a Jeopardy mind. It's a trivial, that's why it's called that, trivial memories of things.
No wonder you're an atheist. Garbage.
It is kind of a bad gift, but at least I've got one.
The NFL owners decided.
Thank you.
The NFL owners decided once again not to offer an alternative to the onside kick, and the loophole that allowed the Patriots to burn off the clock by committing
and the Titans
games,
to beat them with their
they
own
closed
game.
It.
Yeah, they killed that. And I do like the idea of the onside kick going away and having the 4th and 15 thing. I think they should change it to 4th and 10 though, because.
I kind of enjoyed the onside kick,
though. It's good, but if they're talking about getting people killed and stuff like that when they were worried about all these things and it's, you know, the percentage is low. 4th and 10 would be kind of neat. You'd rather have offense, potential to score, things. Special teams having that much of an impact is neat, but.
I heard Mike Golic talking about it. He's like, why are these kickers so bad at onside kicks?
Yeah, they're
nowadays?
Terrible.
That's all you do all day is practice kicking.
Do you know
you
why?
Kick,
they've
do
gotten
onside
too
kick.
Cute with it. The one that the Steelers guy tried a couple years ago. Where he was going to kick it with his left leg behind his right leg and just and he kicked it into his own leg. And I'm like, you got too cute. Stick to the basics. It's grunge music. Give me 3 chords. There's only 3 things you can do here and only 1 result that matters. So get that ball in the air and let your warriors
kick
go
it really
after.
High or if you can get the first
right.
Bounce high.
It is pretty hilarious watching the kicker after he just, it's an awful
yeah.
onside that's
what
like,
are you gonna do?
No
are
chance.
Hard. These are hard. I've never understood why a guy just doesn't line it up sideways, stare at a dude like they did in the longest yard, and kick it as hard and fast as
Drill
he can
him.
If that dude's nuts. If he catches it, oh well, great job. If he doesn't, that ball's it's bouncing all over the place. It's a pinball.
Well, I think they
that
try that.
That was a pass.
Yeah.
Huh?
He kept drilling the middle linebacker, the quarterback.
Right. I'm just saying, though.
But if you could do that with a kick.
The thing was, he couldn't react fast enough. It was going to hit his body.
Yeah.
So if you just drilled it into a guy, or the other thing is just to kick it as high as you can and let it be a fair catch down the way because it's a live ball after 10 yards. So kick it as high, because those kickers can kick it 70, 80 yards, no problem. Kick it up for 40 yards and let all your guys get down there. And then everybody's just in a bundle. But they made the rule so that one guy that is back to catch it is the only one that has a right to it, which doesn't make any sense either. Make it a free-for-all for catching the ball. A lot of those guys.
Last thing you want to do is add hits to it.
Yeah, I know. But fourth and 10, that's kind of a cool idea. I like that.
Alice Cooper has picked up an interesting hobby during the COVID-19 quarantine.
Talent?
Tap dancing.
Oh. Nope.
His family every Wednesday night. Set down the plywood in the backyard, put on the tap shoes, and watch a hour video session.
Of Alice Cooper tap dancing?
No, it's the instructor.
Oh.
Watching him.
You know, Gregory Hines died, and nobody else does it anymore. It's just
tap dances?
Kind of a lost art.
Think it died with him?
I think so. Do you know any modern day?
I saw that clogging family on the Geico commercial.
Clogging and tap dancing are different.
Similar.
The Hughes brothers still do it.
Who?
Yeah. proteges of the Gregory Hines.
Are they?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
They were kids. And Gregory drug them around saying this is the future of tap dancing. They were great. And everybody's like, how much more can you do? I don't need to see this. And then they had, Michael Crawford, Lord of the Dance, had some tap dancers on his show for a while. They were pretty good. It's kind of an annoying thing, really. It's the clickety-clack part nobody likes. The dancing's fine.
Our guy Rob Halford is releasing a tell-all autobiography.
No, it's a tell-al.
He's going to tell Al.
Al Bundy? Michaels.
About the tell-all.
Al Michaels. Unbelievable.
This guy's telling a lot of stories, Al. I like him.
A miracle.
It'll come out in September.
And you butchered that story.
It's a tell-al.
He's going to tell Al.
This is huge. So then I was the Prince of Darkness for a day, Al, when Ozzy was down.
Huge.
It's Mattel Al.
I think people should do more tell Al's. Or Al Michaels should start a show called It's a Tell Al. And then you just tell Al everything. All these ideas no one will use. They're brilliant. It's 9:35. We got ourselves a Guadalupe Squares coming up, and I think we're giving away prizes again.
Yeah, we have a prize, a one-hour gift card to Mavericks.
Oh, yeah.
It's over there in Scottsdale.
Yeah, it's
bowling, yeah, video games, all that stuff.
And they've got it all ready to go and sanitized for your entertainment. A one-hour card gets you a ton of stuff, too, so you're going to be loaded up. Get you out and about and doing things at Maverick. We'll give you a gift card for that. If you win the squares, we need a girl, we need a boy, but we don't really care. That's what we prefer, but we're not picky anymore. It's a new world. Just call us. 585-9800, and we'll play the squares next.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.